Hello.
Hello, Representative Hyland. This is Nick. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. Sorry for getting to you about 10 minutes later than I was hoping to. Things got a little hectic around here. But if you have a moment...
That's fine.
All right, fantastic. If you have a moment...
I'm driving, but go ahead.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I guess we could start off. I was hoping just to get a little bit of a kind of your initial reaction after you heard everything at the address last night. What was your thoughts on the speech?
Well, number one, the need for attention in the foster care system is important, and I think we all agree on that. So that's great. Until today, we didn't have any idea on the budget. She presented an overview today of the budget, and she's only proposing a one-year budget, which we would rather have a two-year, but that's the governor's choice on that, so it's a one-year. And the spending concerns me a little bit. We'll see if we can hold it, the budget, in line. That'll be a challenge, obviously. The Medicaid expansion, that is a concern to many of us because of the expense associated with that, not only short-term, but especially long-term. And then the other thing was the school budget that she highlighted in her talk. And the demand by the courts for the more money is problematic for many of us. We feel there's plenty of money there right now, but we have no control over how it's spent. So that's a problem we'll have to deal with in the future. But for right now, those two areas are of concern to me. The foster care is something we all agree on that we need to delve into and get to work on right away.
And regarding that education funding, ending the lawsuit there, she referred to it kind of as though it could be a bipartisan victory. Do you think a lot of Republicans would agree with her on that?
Well, yes and no. There are many Republicans that are in larger school districts, and they receive a lot of pressure, so they may go along with it. Others will not. Do I think it'll pass? I think it will eventually. But there will be some consternation, some arguing that goes on in between there. But do I think the votes are here? I think they are.
And how reassuring is it that a bipartisan group will be working on Medicaid expansion, at least on the budgetary side of things?
I don't think there will be much bipartisanship. There will be some, obviously, because there's some believe very strongly that that needs to be expanded. But when you start looking at dollars, that's where the disagreement comes, and we'll see. I can't predict that right now. The mood is some think it will pass. We'll see.
That's fair. And regarding the budget, a lot of Republican leadership have come out. They're going to hold Kelly to her promise about balancing the budget. And you've kind of seen an overview of it. Does it seem to include any tax increases for this year?
No tax increases that I could see. But we will see, and then there will be bills, obviously, going into the tax committee, and they will be dealt with there, and a lot of maneuvering to see how that works out. But as far as increased taxes, there is really no mood for that right now. I think that's a bipartisan issue. They want to leave that alone.
And it sounds as though Republican leadership is going to be holding her feet to the fire over that. Do you expect that to be the case?
On the budget?
Yeah, to make sure she doesn't, increase taxes and keep things balanced.
Absolutely. She made that promise, and that will be remembered by virtually everyone, both sides.
Yeah, fantastic. And I guess lastly, was there anything that you that you were wishing maybe Governor Kelly would address in her State of the State address, but that she just didn't bring up?
Not really. We knew what she was going to talk about, quite frankly. There's a lot of other issues in the social area and the guns area that eventually we will be hearing about and the folks will be putting into the system, but we'll just have to wait and see on that.
All right, sir. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, and you gave me a great overview on things. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. You have a great day, too.
Yeah, all right. Bye. Drive safely. Have a good one.
You too.